Every game is significant. You know, nothing changed. You know, obviously it was, you know, meaningful in a variety of different ways, and in particular because of, you know, young players that we have in our program, Kansas youngsters, for instance, the seniors, you know, who've never lost this particular ball game and didn't want to be the first to do it. So it has a variety of different positive meanings. Well, just that we catch the snap on the extra point so we can get it to the upright.
Coach, just curious about the effort of Alex Barnes and that fourth and two to go in the air and make that play to keep that drive alive.
Probably got three or four more yards to stay down and run, but it just demonstrates, you know, what every snap means to him. And, you know, he knew the significance of that particular snap, and he wasn't going to be denied. But, you know, he plays like that constantly. You know, every snap he plays that way is just, you know, had some significant meaning to it today. Alex, a great competitor.
Along those lines, he did close to 1,000 yards rushing. What does that say about his ability, given how much he's often struggled to get, he still finds a way to hit that 1,000-yard mark?
Well, just as I said, you know, he's a tremendously fine player, and very, he's an excellent running back in regards to all facets of it. You know, he can catch the ball, he can protect, pass protect, he running the ball. I don't have to tell you anything about that. I mean, that's all evident. You know, you also have to realize that somebody's got block for him. You know, if you don't block for him, you're not going to get very many yards. You're not going to get, you know, whatever it is, 1,000. You know, if he doesn't have people up front that are getting their job done, and they certainly did well today.
Also, as the second straight week, he's had some struggles on special teams. It's starting to get really frustrating to see those mistakes pile up.
They drop in the extra point or a field goal snap. I mean, that's so unlikely. I mean, a youngster that do it twice in succession, and having gone through, you know, virtually his whole career here, he never put one on the ground. So, yeah, that's discerning. And I think that's one of those things. Sometimes if, you know, things happen, then you start to worry about it, not get it out of your mind. And whether that had an impact today or not, I don't really know. Some other things, you know, we had that sky kick that at the beginning of the second half, the ball hit the ground. That wasn't, you know, it's just, again, we've got to do a better job of understanding where to be. And, you know, that's coaching. That's not the players. That's me. Being able to get guys up in the right position to be able to catch those things. And we, you know, playing back there with a young guy that really hasn't been back there before, and certainly can't fault him.
How much was the offensive play calling affected by the situation with the other quarterback or not?
Well, I don't know that, you know, we can't be afraid to play. You know, you got to play. You know, there isn't a snap that we had where your quarterback, or very few anyway, where your quarterback might not get hit. You know, you just turn around and hand it off every snap, but that probably wears pretty thin over a period of time. So, you know, it concerns you, but not a whole lot we can do about it.
What seems to click for your offense in the second half, moving the ball down the field there, of course, getting three touchdowns?
Well, I think, you know, just some consistency in what we're doing, and in a variety of different ways, not getting the penalties. I mean, we had some other opportunities earlier in the match and got penalized when, you know, when we shouldn't. At no time should we, but nevertheless, you know, penalties hurt you. You know, lost yardage plays. We had some lost yardage plays that we shouldn't have had. Take your pick. There's a ton of things that, you know, you can boil it down to execution or a variety of other things as well. You know, getting the right things on the field, the right calls on the field. You know, he's probably, if he had enough punts, which he doesn't, he'd probably be the leading punter in the conference. He can hit the daylights out of the ball. He didn't hit them all that way. I mean, he hit one short punt, if I recall correctly, and then another one that he got a good bounce out of. And but that last kick that he made was, I thought, was pretty, you know, and we've seen him do it. It's not that it's something new. You know, obviously he has some wind at his back as well, but he's hit it like that without wind. He has a very substantial leg. You know, it's just learning how to be consistent with it.
How tough do you feel like Alex Felton played today, and how proud of him were you if you could?
Well, you know, nothing's ever changed, you know, about Alex. He's a young guy that genuinely cares. He's extremely competitive. He's going to battle you to the very end. You know, he's one of those guys that gets into every single snap. can't say enough good things about him. You know, he's just probably the number one phrase or term would probably be, you know, that you appreciate how competitively tough he is. And he was all that.
And that last guy, what do you think he did best on
me? Well, just what he always does, you know, just being tough, making sure that, you know, and when I say tough, you know, he's physically he's a tough young guy, but mental toughness to play that position is so important, and that's true when, you know, when you're throwing the football, when you're making decisions about what to do, when you're running the football, making decisions whether you're going to be the guy keeping it or not. He's got a lot of choices on his plate, and it takes a tremendous amount of mental toughness, and that's kind of, that's just the way I envision him, and when asked about him, what I'm normally going to say.
My numbers could be off a little bit, but I didn't count a design quarterback run for Alex in the first half and the third in the second half. Is that something you guys just saw, that really started in the first half or wasn't good? Is that true, or is it more of a coincidence?
Well, it's, you know, something that we didn't get very heavily invested in and needed to, and that was, I mean, that's kind of the nature of what we do. You know, that we can't get too far away from things that that we do.
Coach, ordinarily, hey, you take state games, take state you want to have at least 30 points. You won the last 10 games now. What was going through your mind when you saw Benders talking about the pass of the ball coming out of his hands? The ball going to lose and recover the fumble.
What was going through my mind is whether or not we were going to land on the ball or not. Because the ball, I mean, it's swiveled around there quite a bit, and I wasn't sure whether we were going to come up with it or not. I mean, that's all you're thinking about is what's in the moment and where we go from there and how we're going to have to get lined up if it ended up being either called an incomplete pass or they recovered it. I mean, you just have to be thinking along those lines.
Do you feel fortunate today to come out with a win with the way they can you play?
I think you're always fortunate to win if you do. I wouldn't say to you that we didn't deserve the win. You know, I think most certainly we did. Our young guys certainly deserved to win. No, we praise him for aggressiveness when he does it when he's supposed to.
So saw before the game, you were talking to David Gay a little bit, and it seemed like you guys had a little bit of anger afterwards. Just, what did you say to him today in the competition?
A variety of different things. You know, those are all personal things. And they've been as most coaches are, been a good friend, and he's a good person, and he's a good football coach, you know, as well. And, you know, obviously, like anybody else, feel badly that he lost his job. But as I said before, you know, he'll survive. He'll bounce back. He'll end up someplace and he'll be quite well.
Whatever the situation is, it's possible to make a broad perspective
today. Well, probably improvement is in conflict with consistency right now. You know, we're not consistently getting better, or we're inconsistent about which segment is getting better. I think you've seen some steady improvement since the Oklahoma ball game, or after the Oklahoma ball game, with our defense. You know, has gotten, you know, progressively better, and that's good. We've been inconsistent about our offensive improvement. There are some things with our offense that have gotten better, but not enough to make us the kind of offense we need to be. And special teams, there's some segments of the special teams that, you know, that have gotten, have become more productive and therefore improvement, but there's some areas that we still have some issues with, as was evidenced today, in particular with our field goal situation.
Coach, I think Zuber didn't play in the first quarter. Why was he held out for the game?
Because I should held him out.
It's been a tough couple weeks for the guys. How much did it really make this situation?
I think a great deal. You know, I think it was meaningful. I don't recall that we've had too many, all seasons go by. We don't have, you know, those enormous pep rallies, but they were into it after the ball game. And I think maybe as much the way it was won and how it was won, when it was won, I think made a significant difference, in that respect. You know, and they understand, they recognize that, there were things that could have been done that would not necessarily have kept it a close ball game, but they were, you know, to get the win, and, you know, when they're, you know, in the jaws of defeat, so to speak, it was significant for them. It was important.
So going back, Kansas was so good in takeaways this season. You talked about it earlier this week, but maybe how was the nature of the play calling today maybe reflective of their propensity to be able to turn over the ball?
Turnovers are, you know, at least as from my vantage point, from an offensive perspective, turnover is not about the defense, it's about the offense. You know, either you know, when they talk about creating turnovers, you know, the offense creates turnovers. That's the way I see it. And so, you know, we have to be able to do whatever it is we do and still maintain possession of the ball. And that means making quality decisions and having good vision without me explaining that, with our quarterback, and making sure that we are protected with the football with the right fundamentals and techniques with running backs and receivers and quarterbacks when they run it. So, you know, it's not about somebody creating. If we have a turnover, somebody else didn't create it. We did, unless, you know, somebody gets blindsided at the quarterback in the back, which didn't happen today. So
we did ask questions about the team coach, but you haven't lost to KU in Manhattan 1989, your first meeting. What does this mean to Bill Snyder?
You know, as I've said so many times, every ball game is equally significant. And, I mean, they're all significant to you. And, it's, you know, we've just tried to process the program in such a way that everybody responds accordingly. You know, that old adage that the next one is the most significant, most important game that you'll play. And certainly it doesn't mean that, you know, I don't downplay the significance of it. What has made this ball game extremely significant to me is our fan base and how important it is to Kansas State people and what it really means to them and what it means to the young people in our program that are from the state of Kansas. And that's what makes it special for me.
I want to ask about the long play by Katie that was negated for holding, and then the second penalty for what they call a player committee basically kicking the flag, and they picked it up and ran with it and then tried to hide it. Have you been around
the ball
for a long time? Have you seen a similar
type of that? I have not, no. I watched it. I saw it. I was somewhat amazed. Oh, I don't think there's a whole lot that's comical during the course of the ball game for me, but, you know, at this moment it is, yeah.
Coach, you referenced the fans. I'm just going to ask about them again. It's been a rough season, of course. It's 20 degrees outside of the ball, pretty much full. What else can you say to them about what they meant to you today?
Nothing that I haven't said, you know, hundreds and hundreds of times. I think we have a unique environment. We have amazing people that support the university and our athletic program and our football program, you know, and there's evidence of it as you can go all the way back to whatever that was, the previous decade or the previous century for that matter. I mean, they just, they never cease to amaze one. And when I say one, I'm talking about you all. It doesn't surprise me at all. You know, I mean, I just know the kind of people that we have that are true Kansas State people. And, you know, they're genuine, they're caring, they're there for you.